2 years since the tsunami following the Hunga Tonga Hungaha Abai underwater volcano eruption, everyday life for many Tongan families continues to be a struggle. While rehabilitation efforts have been swift, a spokesperson from an NGO says that coastal urban areas need urgent refocus. Live and Learn Tonga Country Manager Mr. Alani Afu says shelter, food security and water, sanitation and hygiene or wash facilities have been neglected. Mr. Afu spoke with Rachel Nath and told her the stark reality for those living in the wake of these disasters.
The communities that we focus at the moment in the main island, that they are near the coast in the urban area, they are the ones who are struggling with the, in terms of shelters and wash facilities. Most of these houses here, when it's high tides, the sea pretty much come and cover their wash areas and even the water. You just hop up from the house to the water. So these are the areas that we wanted to focus on with our current projects. We provide septic tank, we provide maintenance of the wash facilities. And also, of course, in terms of food security, we wanted to also provide that in their particular communities. So their community there, it's located around Patangata, Pupu and Sopu. So these one here, it's a lowland area.
And what's shelter, food security and wash facilities like in the rural areas?
In the rural area, in terms of food security, they just need the assistance in terms of supplying seedlings and tree planting and equipment and so forth. The land is there, they can be able to plant and continue to harvest and maybe make a sustainable food supply for their communities.
And what kind of assistance has been given to communities and households?
Most of the communities that we have visited, there were a lot of water pumps at the communities that are no longer functioning. The water tank storage for the community are not enough to sustain or to provide the water that that particular community needs on a daily basis. Some are very old, some are no longer operate. And the village water committee as well, they also need capacity building on how to run the water operations in a sustainable way. Yeah? At the residential house level, the government is working on through the national water tank projects. Hopefully they can cover most of them at the household level. But the community level in terms of water assets, that's where most of the needs at the moment that we are trying to address.
And you had mentioned that the urban areas are not seeing enough assistance.
So far, I think the urban area are also neglected in this kind of assistance. Most of the assistance goes to the outer islands and also to the rural areas. But we are trying also to accommodate the urban areas as well, especially those villages that's close to the coast. They were also affected by the tsunami as well.
So as of now, what efforts are underway to assist people towards rehabilitation?
I think they probably almost complete the water tank, the national water tank project, where they distributed the water tank to all of the islands. They are also now moving into providing a wash facility, a complete wash facility, to each of the islands here in Tongatapu. I think the last I heard, if I remember correctly, the main island here in Tongatapu, there's about 1,500 full wash facility that they will build for the main island. I'm not sure about the numbers that goes to the out islands, but that's where they are with other projects in the pipeline. With the NGO level, there are few NGO who are also working in the wash sector and also the food security sector as well. But for us, our current project at the moment, we also focus heavily on food security and wash maintenance action.
Live and Learn Tonga is working with other local NGOs to form a partnership with government and the private sector to collectively reach out to international donors and humanitarian organisations to provide urgent assistance in Tonga.